Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Investigators with the Sheriff's Office are searching for three people, two adult men and an adult female, who are suspects in a home invasion robbery in Willow Creek early this morning. The 54-year-old victim reported that the three armed suspects kicked in his front door, tied him up, and beat him, before stealing his television, cell phone, wallet, and other items, along with several pounds of processed marijuana. The victim reported the three were armed with Mason guns and that they left the scene in a Toyota pickup and that he has no idea who they were. It took the victim more than 30 minutes to free himself and call 911, and he was taken to a local hospital for treatment of his injuries. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. On Wednesday morning, deputies from the sheriff's office served a search warrant at a residence on Golden Gate Drive in Carlotta. Deputies contacted six people at the scene, and all six were arrested, including Greg Huffman, Andrew Zappa, and Blake Zappa from Santa Rosa, along with Eric Lynette of Garberville and two people from Georgia, Bobby Denman and Robert Hildebrand. Deputies confiscated nearly 300 growing marijuana plants and more than 120 pounds of processed marijuana, all worth approximately $400,000. Deputies also found packaging materials and scales, and all six men were booked into county jail on cultivation and possession charges. Arcata police responded to a report of a burglary in progress at a residence in the 700 block of 7th Street on Wednesday night after the resident reported he was detaining a burglar. When officers reached the scene, they learned from the resident that he heard suspicious noises and found that 34-year-old Eureka resident Leanne Duncan had entered his home through an unlocked door. He found Duncan in the process of stealing marijuana and detained her until police arrived. Duncan was booked into jail on a burglary charge, as well as for possession of heroin and drug paraphernalia. In other Arcata crime news, Arcata police officers made two arrests today in connection with an assault at 100 Westwood Center that occurred at approximately 2:45 a.m. on Sunday. Officers spoke with the victim who had left a party in the 1500 block of Stromberg Avenue, the same party in which two Humboldt State University students were stabbed in a separate incident. As the victim approached Westwood Center, a group of men leaving the same party confronted him, and a fight ensued between the victim and two men, Arcata residents 20-year-old Joseph Latu Jr. and 19-year-old Evan Gray. The victim was kicked in the head and body while on the ground, and the suspects fled on foot. The victim suffered numerous injuries, including a broken right leg, and was transported to Mad River Hospital for treatment. Investigators were able to identify Latu Jr. and Gray as the suspects, and they were arrested and booked into jail on charges of assault with a deadly weapon. If you were thinking about getting a dog, the County Animal Shelter wants to remind you that October is Adopt a Shelter Dog Month, and that there are many adoption-ready animals at the shelter. The cost of adopting a shelter dog is $35, and adoption is needed because a large influx of dogs over the past several weeks has left the shelter with limited space. For more information, contact the Animal Shelter in McKinleyville, which is open Monday through Friday. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt State University announced on Tuesday that it will produce a five-part video series to air on PBS, along with a two-hour documentary on the state's changing natural environment. The five short films are part of the California Environment Legacy Project to raise awareness about environmental concerns. The two-hour documentary will highlight man's relationship with the California environment and explores how man can better exist within nature and will be filmed in Redwood State Park and produced by scientists, educators, and media specialists. The documentary and the short films are scheduled to air in the spring of 2014, and the short films will be narrated by actress Jane Fonda. And following nearly 5 years of steep budget cuts, cuts that either limited or closed off new applications to schools in the California State University system, the state's latest budget will allow enrollment across the state to grow. Students planning on applying for a state school for the fall 2014 semester have until November 30th to do so. After that date, schools will stop accepting new applications. The CSU system expects to enroll more than 6,000 new students next year as enrollment expands across the state. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.